So you know how like sometimes whenever we go out, and particularly if it's like a big group of us, and I would say even more so if there's multiple ticket people, but you've seen this happen before. Dude, people will sometimes buy your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll maybe like you order some shots and the bartender comes back and says like, oh, that dude down there said he'd get you guys. And you're like, oh, that's fucking cool. You go over, you talk, whatever. I don't think I'm like being a complete arrogant asshole by saying this does happen a fair piece.
Yeah.
Usually it's just like a couple beers or something, right? And I'm talking strangers, not like you know a friend who owns a restaurant.
It's a standard way of showing, you know, yeah. friendliness.
And it's almost always podcast listeners because they'll be like, look, I mean, you guys do a bunch of shit for free or for $5 a month. Here's, you know, I covered your shots. So it happened a lot. Enough to where I dropped my car off at a car wash and oil change place. And they gave me the call, you know, two or three hours later. And they're like, are your cars ready? So I go back up there, Kristen drops me off, and I see my car like parked over in the done area. And it was done. So I went inside and I'm like, I'm here to pick up my car. They said, do you have your ticket? And I'm like, oh no, fuck, I left it at home. And they're like, oh, it's okay. What's your last name? And I give them the Kemp and they're like, we don't have a car under that name. And I said, well, I just got a call like maybe 5 minutes ago and it's outside and I can tell it's been cleaned. And they said, have you paid? I said, no. They're like, well, we don't have an unpaid ticket with the last name Kemp. Like, we don't have that. And they apparently already filed the paid ones back. That is the first moment where I started to think, you know, when I was in here earlier, there was a dude that I kind of had a slight knowing nod with. Like, whenever he was waiting for his car and I was coming in, it was kind of a, sup, G? And I'm like, was that guy at P1? I'm like, no fucking way. It's $120 oil change in a nice car wash. I'm like, there's no way.
Ooh.
Got to go big if you don't do it very often. And so he's like, all right, hold on. Let me get the lady who runs the cards. And so lady comes back up here and she says, I just closed you out. She's like, this Kemp has been paid. And I was like, well, I haven't paid. She said, well, someone paid for your wash. And I'm like, motherfucker.
That's wonderful.
I'm like, what a sweet moment. What? I might not make that much money, but I'm apparently appreciated and famous enough to where someone saw me in here.
You loved.
And opted to pay for my car wash. That is fucking 10 times better than shots. And you know what? The best part? Dude didn't even want credit.
Yeah.
Ghost in the night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just in and out. Tip of the cap to you.
He was like your mom.
Just wanted you to know. Or didn't just wanted to take care of you, but didn't want the credit.
Yeah.
And she's like,
the way you were raised.
Yeah, she's like, somebody else took care of it. And I'm like, well, goddamn. I was like, cool. I was like, can I get the keys? And the guy's like, well, hold on real quick. And he's like, held up the paperwork. And he's like, is this your signature? Like on my paperwork. And I'm like, no. And the lady's like, oh. She's like, I mixed it up. This guy's still here.
We need 120.
His isn't paid for. I'll just call him real quick. The guy, he was down the street. He came back. They just fucking mixed the tickets up. But I'm such an egomaniac and so narcissistic that I'd walk myself all the way down the road. That some fucking, nobody would pay for $130 for your oil change and car wash anonymously. Like, you're some good people, but
you know what? I do deserve that.
I was like, shit. I was like, I can't wait to tell Kristen, like, I'm going to stunt so hard. Because she hates that shit. Like, whenever people are like,
yeah,
hype me up. And I'm like, man, I'm going to fucking ride this shit.
No bigger enemy of our listeners.
I'm gonna come home and be like, did you pay for your car wash then? I didn't. I did not. I had literally got to the 1 yard line on. Someone just dropped $120, $130 on my shit and was walking out the door before the guy was like, oh, wait, hold on. Now, the dude who walked back in, there was the mix-up, was definitely not a listener. He was not. Yeah. Like, moments like that where you're just like, man, I'm fucking awful. Like, I really have gotten so self-obsessed that I thought that was a feasible or reasonable outcome.
Yeah, maybe people pay for my stuff all the time. They do. They kind of owe it to me.